2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
2 Corinthians
chapter 5, verse 17. We're going to hop.
2 Corinthians
5, 17. We're going to shut these doors while you guys turn there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
2 Corinthians 5:17. It states this from the NIV, or New King James. I think that's what's up there. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It says here, it goes here. I mean, it's bigger context, but we'll, when we get to 2 Corinthians, we'll talk more about that. But tonight I want to talk about becoming new. Because it doesn't say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's restored. It doesn't say, therefore, anyone's in Christ, he's been refurbished. You ever get one of those refurbished printers? Chuck. Some things are good refurbished because they're lower in price and almost like brand new. It doesn't say, therefore, those who are in Christ are almost a new creation.
No.
No, it says, therefore, I'm in Christ. So the only way you become new is if you become in Christ. You will not become new if you don't get into Christ. If you don't join heirs with Christ. If you don't graft into what he's doing. And so many times, we're like, well, I'm a new creation. But there's we missed the first part. It says, therefore, if I am in Christ. What does that mean? I'm in Christ. That means I do what Christ tells me to do. It's like when you enlist in the army. I'm in the army now, and the army tells me what to do, how to do it, when to do it. You know, one thing I like about camp, I show up and the meals are prepared for me. It's so nice. But the thing about it, when you go into Christ, you are actually becoming Christ-like. And so when you join up with him, you're becoming one with him. And so when you are doing that, the only way you become new if you are joined up with him. And the cool thing about it is that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. You know those memories of the old? God can heal those, and they become new memories. Because that there's part of your old life. You ever hear the saying? I think we all have. Once an addict,
always an addict.
But that's not true. If you're in Christ, once this, always this. That's not true in Christ. I believe God is able to change stripes. He's able to change spots if we are in Christ. People are able to change, but they can't change on their own. No self-help book will ever change them. Your willpower will only last for only so long. But when you become in Christ and you become new, what does it say? I deal with the old stuff? No. It's like you have a 1975 Pinto. I think they were around in the 70s. I know in the 80s they were. And you've been driving that thing and it has like 350,000 miles on it. Or more by now. And all of a sudden the engine blows. There's no engine for it. And all of a sudden you have to go get a brand new car. You're not going to get another pinto. Those things are gone with the beans. And so the thing about it is that you go to the car dealership and you get a 2026 brand new Lincoln. Decked out to the hilt. Heated seats, heated steering wheels, the whole ball of wax. You get something new. That's what God does when we come to Him and we're in Christ. We're no longer that old junky car that has tons of rust. And you know, you put your foot on the floorboard and it's like the third or fourth time you fixed it so their feet don't go through it. Now you get into this Escalade and you're just floating down the road. That is being new in Christ. He didn't just remodel you. Because anybody can take a 19-whatever Pinto or Gremlins.
It's getting worse. Yeah, it's getting
worse. But sometimes that's how life is with us. It's before Christ, it gets worse and worse. But in Christ, we're new. And it says, the old is gone. The old eating habits, gone. The old thought patterns, gone. The old stuff is gone. But there's a point to it that we have to do it as well. We have to do our part. You can't say, oh, I'm new in Christ, but I'm going to keep going back to the old throw up of a dog. Did you know that dogs go back to their throw up and eat it?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of nasty.
Yes.
But that's what some people in walking with Christ, they're saying, well, I'm turning a new leaf. I'm giving my life over to Christ. But 2 weeks later, they're back to their old garbage because they're not really true in Christ. And is there a struggle between the old and the new? Yeah. But if I'm in Christ, I don't have to worry about the old coming and ransacking me. I'm new. It's a new journey. And so those pains, those hurts, those things, they're old, right? Before you, even after you come to, today's a new day. Guess what? The sun will shine tomorrow. If it doesn't, we won't be here, so we'll be fine. As the sun comes up, every day, you wake up every day. What does it say in the Bible? It's a new day, right? Mm-hmm. And what happens new every day?
Mercy.
Mercy.
Grace.
Grace, mercy. And guess what? The day doesn't start at sunrise in the Hebrew culture. You know when the day starts? At sunset. So all the garbage that you dealt with that day, when the sun sets, you get to drop it off. So you can go to bed without worry. It's a new day. You're a new creation. Think about it. And I was sharing this with my family on Sunday mornings. It's like going from being an ugly looking caterpillar. All you ate was grass or leaves. What a diet. And all of a sudden, you get caught up. You spin this little hole. And in that process, God is changing you. And all of a sudden you, but the thing about it, if you try to help a caterpillar or a butterfly out of its cocoon, what happens? It dies. See, sometimes going from the old life to the new life, there's that battle. And you can overcome it by the word of the testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony. That's how we overcome. And when that happens, you come out, you're a whole lot prettier than the ugly sin-ridden life of a caterpillar. I never met a caterpillar I want to snuggle with. Butterflies, they're cool. They fly. You don't put out a caterpillar thing. You put out a butterfly feeder. And you attract the butterflies with these all these different flowers. And they get eat what? The nectar of life. And they get to help plants. Think about that. We go from being a cow, or you can say a tadpole. to a toad? Frog? I know. Well, that's not as pretty, Pastor. Okay, we'll go back to the butterfly. But the thing about it, but the toad turns to a frog, and guess what? It loses its tail. It grows legs, and it changes sometimes the environment it is in, because they go on land. Unless they're a water frog, and we won't get into all that. But they change. He's no longer this swiny little thing that you can go use for fish. I guess you can use frogs for fishing too, but there's a change, a radical change. When you're in Christ, there should be a radical change in your life. If there isn't, you have to step back. Am I doing what Christ told me to do? So then it continues with that. It goes, I'm a new creation. All things have gone, passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Think about it. All things. Your marriage becomes new. Raising your kids become new. Your grandbabies, your great-grandbabies, they all become new. Why? Because you're a new creation. Everything looks different. You have a different type of eyes than you did before. Your attitude, when that plow comes through like the fourth time and buries you in today, and you're like, why are they scraping? Because on Saturday it's supposed to be 75. Well, like, how's that attitude, Pastor? Good thing it was a small, little, short driveway. But the thing about it is that our attitude should change. That's my old attitude. Just be stinky, rotten, garbage. Can you tell when people hang out with Jesus? Yes. And when they stop praying and stop reading, how sometimes, or they stop believing the whole counsel of God's word? You're like, what happened? I mean, attitudes are good. I mean, I love hanging out with people who have a happy attitude. Hey, or one full of faith. Pastor, let's do this. Let's go. I'm like, yeah. But when you bring in an attitude, well, I don't know if God's going to move tonight. Well, now that stinky attitude. God doesn't even want to show up. And a lot of times it goes back to our attitude. Is it new? Is it new? And so it's cool because when we're in Christ, we should be totally different. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. All right. Any prayer requests for tonight?